John Allen with the Town of Sundry joins us today as we get set to talk about what's coming up on the Family Day weekend this year. Once again, it is Sundry Winterfest. John, how many years have you guys been doing this great outdoor activity in the West Country?
So Winterfest has been happening for many years under the Sundry Museum, but in 2020, we expanded to make it a multi-community group event that expanded to have many more activities. So we've been doing this version of Winterfest since at least 2020.
Wonderful. So you've got your sixth annual Mountain Survivalist competition as a part of this. How does that work and what kind of prizes do you have this year?
Sixth annual Mountain Survivalist competition will happen on Winterfest at Greenwood Park and Campground. We have a couple of judges. In fact, the judges are at least one of the winners who's won three out of the past five times. He's just fantastic. So we actually invited him on to be a judge. Usually what's involved is contestants in teams of two will compete against other teams in a timed event to build a fire, boil water, build a shelter, build a trap, to show their survival skills as if they were out in the mountains during the winter time. The winner of each heat will then have a final heat, and the final winning team, who is judged and timed, will win a pair of Calgary Flames tickets donated by Catalyst Changers, as well as a set of axes donated by J. Tamer Knives and Sundry. So it's always a fun event, and it's right up our alley since we're the gateway to the West Country.
You bet. Did you guys draw a pretty good crowd for it?
Every year that we've had Winterfest, we have people coming for both the survival competition and Winterfest. And so this year we expect it won't be any different. And now that Winterfest is on a single day, the Monday Family Day, February 16th, we think that it's going to be very busy.
That's great. So what are the hours and where will it take place?
Winterfest will happen in our historic Riverside area generally, as well as a few things happening around town outside of it, including free skating at the arena between 3 p.m. and 4:20, as well as a fat bike race staging at the gazebo and running along our trails in town. Most of the activities will be centered at the Elks Hall, where the Kids Carnival will be, at the museum, where there will be music and merchants and artisans, as well as cultural demos. The Ranger Station, located at the museum, will also have free bannock tasting and a forestry demo. And at the Greenwood Park and Campground, we will have a sled dog skijoring. We're going to have Croaky Curl, which is like a crokinole slash curling rink set up, weather permitting. We're going to have, of course, the Mountain Survivalist competition there. We'll have the ice sculpture discovery walk, where beautiful ice sculptures will be placed within the trees. Very beautiful, and in the evening, really beautifully lit up as well. And we're going to have music and other activities as well, including the wagon rides that the kids always love, which shuttles people from the museum to the campground back and forth.
That's great. If people want to find out more information, where can they go, John?
So Winterfest is happening this year in Sundry within our historic Riverside area and around town, exclusively on Family Day, February 16th, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. People can visit sundrywinterfest.com for more info and a register for the Survivalist competition.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, John.
Thank you so much, Galen.